President and Mrs. Bush attended church services this morning at St. John's Episcopal Church here in Washington. They returned to the White House to attend a moment of silence on the South Lawn to commemorate the fourth anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. The ceremony was punctuated by the playing of taps. This afternoon, the president flies to Louisiana for his third visit to the areas ravaged by Hurricane Katrina. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is on the line from the White House. Don, first, describe the scene at the South Lawn ceremony this morning.
It was a somber mood on a glorious sunny day here. There were several hundred people, mostly White House staff, gathered on the lawn. Some brought family members. There were small children. There were employees from the residence, ground workers, chefs, all with the Truman balcony, the beautiful Truman balcony, as a backdrop. A number of cabinet officials were present as well. Up on that balcony, a Marine band played, mostly hymns. Then at 8:45, a minute before the moment when the first plane struck in New York, the President and Mrs. Bush and the Vice President and Mrs. Cheney emerged from the White House at 8:46. They stood silently for just a moment, heads bowed, then the Marine trumpeter, as we just heard, standing about 20 feet to the President's right, played the taps.
The President goes to Louisiana today. He visits Mississippi tomorrow. What's the focus of this visit to the region?
This time he goes right to New Orleans. He'll arrive at about 5 p.m. local time tonight. We don't have specific details of his schedule, but again, it's a chance for him to see that city and the aftermath in person. Recall that on his first trip to the region, now 9 days ago, he did go to New Orleans. He watched some of the repair work on the levee that was still underway. He also went out to Louis Armstrong International Airport, where he made some comments. This time he's spending the night there, and he'll do so on the USS Iwo Jima, a ship that's docked in the harbor there and is being used as part of the U.S. military mission. Tomorrow he goes to Gulfport, Mississippi. This is part of the ongoing effort by the White House to demonstrate that the president, who has not gotten good reviews of his handling of Katrina and its aftermath, and poll after poll supports that, but this trip is designed to show that he is in command, that he is concerned that the storm's victims are getting the help that they need.
The world changed considerably in the 5 weeks since the president left for his vacation at his ranch in Texas. Can you assess the mood of the White House as the summer comes to an end?
Well, it's interesting. The way this White House has responded tentatively and slowly to Hurricane Katrina has created a very serious political problem for the president, even as the country deals with the natural disaster and all of the devastation that it left behind. The president has always portrayed himself as a leader who makes forceful decisions, and that is not the president that the public says it is seeing in the handling of this crisis. It should be noted here that not all was well for the White House prior to Katrina. The war in Iraq had driven his approval ratings down toward 40%, as low as they'd ever been. Today, a Newsweek poll puts his approval rating at 38%. So I think the White House had been looking at this 9/11 anniversary today as a way to refocus the nation's attention on why the mission in Iraq was important, why the war was necessary, and to try to build public support. But Katrina complicates that. For starters, you can imagine the kind of speech the president was likely to have given to mark the 9/11 anniversary, one that talked about tough decisions made and how America is 4 years later much better prepared to handle an attack. But while that's probably what he would have said, it's hard for him to say that in the wake of what we've seen in the Gulf Coast.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.